Good morning. Welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Taurai. I just want to share some thoughts based on an occasion that I attended. I sat down in one independence celebration for one of the oldest countries in Africa, that is Liberia. I sat in their 171st independence function, and as they talked, as they shared their experiences as a nation, as they shared their hopes, as they progressed with their concepts that they were sharing one with the other, I was thoroughly and greatly motivated, and wonderful thoughts crisscrossed my mind, and I attained certain thoughts that which I think will be good for us to share today. One of the greatest things that I learned as I shared with it, as I listened and sat in that wonderful gathering, was a very important statement, and the statement says, it's good to be good. It's good to be good. This statement was spoken in relation to one very senior officer who was in that meeting that had served in Liberia some years back and worked there in partnership with some international organizations as well as with the government in trying to build the economy and build economic strength for that nation. And the man worked so well that he was reckoned as being a very, very good person, even by the national leadership of that country. Along the way, in the goodness of this man, and based on the goodness which he exerted as he served in that nation, the Liberians have never forgotten him and have essentially asked him to be an affiliate, if not so to say, an associate of Liberian citizens in the diaspora, even though he is not a Liberian. He now finds himself being part and parcel of what Liberians call family as a result of his goodness. I was greatly and thoroughly touched by that thought, that sentiment. It is good to be good. I want to say also to you that life is a marathon, and you need to set your own pace. If in a marathon you allow the other runners, the other marathoners, to set pace for you, you might never catch up, you might never survive the whole marathon. But if you set your own pace, you run the momentum with the momentum that you can handle, and you therefore can attain, based and dependent on how much push you're going to put into the whole grueling task of going through a marathon. I therefore want to say to you again today, do only the things that will enhance your life's success. Do only the things that will enhance your life's success. Do not waste time. There is not much time. There is not much time. So, do only the things that will enhance your life's success. There is so much to do, but not enough time. So, redeem your time. Be resilient. Do not allow things to come and bend you into compromising your perspectives to how best to use your time for only things that will enhance and add value to your life. Be resilient. Harness the resources for upliftment. The resources on their own will not do you any good. But you need to actually build and build well, so that you have good, worthwhile relationships, which together with the resources will uplift you, So your relationships in the whole process of being good in life, in the whole process of setting your own pace for this marathon that we are running, relationships begin to matter. There is never a better measure of what a person is than what he does when he is absolutely free to choose. These are the words of William Bulger. William Bulger said, "There is never a better measure of what a person is than what he does when he is absolutely free to choose." You are free to choose. You either will choose to run this marathon at your pace and with success, or you will choose to have circumstances determine to you what you will become. And in that process, potentially, you might actually find yourself crumbling and crushing. But if you allow yourself to rise up and stand up and be focused, running with the realization that you are under pressure for time, then you will make the success that you need. There's a gentleman called Tom Peters. Tom Peters says some very, very powerful things. And one of the most powerful statements that Tom Peters has said, he actually runs with a mantra, and his mantra for life is distinct or extinct. So it's either you are going to be distinct or you are going to be extinct. The choice is yours. A comedian in Kenya who goes by the stage name Jalas Jalango says something very interesting, and I have liked it. You know, the tendency is that in life there is that saying where people say, if you cannot beat them, join them. But Jalas Jalango says, if you cannot beat them, arrange to have them beaten. So if in the process of your thinking, if in the process of your setting your own pace, you find you are failing to beat the race, arrange for the race to get beaten. Because you can. Because you can. And there is enough resource surrounding you and around us with which, when we have put our hands to it, sought the support that which we can get from others that surround us as we build our relationships in the whole process, we are able to actually beat the situation and make it pliable and malleable, in order therefore that we can attain the best for our lives. May I therefore say to you, whilst whatever I'm saying might sound a bit maybe complex, you might think, maybe far-fetched, you might assume, remember, it is well. Have a great time as you build your life.
Brothers, the future. The wind of change blows straight into that phase of time. Like a storm wind, then we ring the freedom bell.